You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
All right, now, Dick.
Yes, mate.
No, I hadn't finished. Dick from Muff. This is Richard Wollstonecroft from the Melbourne Underground Film Festival. Is here, otherwise known as Dick from Muff. And this is Sue from Non-Muff over here. And Ivan is just
trying.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, I think, muff. You know.
Trying to get a bit of Muff.
Right, so
we're not recording.
You know,
are
people
we?
Are calling me Dick the Muff Man now. You know,
yeah, that's right.
That's become my nickname.
Now, Dick, we had we've had a couple of goes at this because Heidi Victoria, she was in earlier because she had to go to work. We just thought we might give some comments about what people say about us. We like to read the comments out.
Oh yeah, what's going on, Sam?
Well, we're tempted to read out the people who give us a belting, but then we think we encourage people, if they know they're going to be read out, to give us a belting, whether they...
I think they do.
Is this a masochistic exercise?
Yep. Just
don't worry, we just can't do two things at once.
Turn the mobile off. Not yeah. Dr. Ben Fordham, is it?
No, that's... So we find it very hard to find people who criticise what we do, but if you want to give us a belting, we might read you out, but the very great majority, 99% of the people like the podcast, if you think you want to have a risk of being read out because you give us a belting, yeah, try your luck, because we don't give a stuff if you like us or not, really. This is Glenn, a.k.a. Mr. Nobody. I thought Greg Evans died years ago. My bad.
My bad.
He's still alive.
My bad. He's still alive. Well, what is that? What's that, Mr. Nobody? What is he saying? It's bad luck that he thought he's still alive.
Yeah. No.
It's good luck.
That's a bit nasty, isn't it? He thought Greg was not with us, and then he said, "Oh, yeah."
Well, I didn't recognise him when I saw him in here. I couldn't place him, but it was a perfect match.
That man is that man, Mr. Nobody, is that's a compliment to Greg, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. A backhanded kind of.
Yeah, it's a backhanded one.
Is it a gaslighting compliment?
Maybe he thought he was thinking of someone else.
I see.
Greg's very good.
Like Keith McGowan or someone.
Long
with us.
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll take that as a positive that he's glad Greg is still alive.
I think we're all glad that Greg's still alive.
To give Mr. Nobody a nice touch up there, but we'll say we'll take him on advisement that that's a positive for Greg. What's that big
Al Baker?
Big Al Baker. Is Robbie Peterson the ex number 8 for North Melbourne? Yes, Dr. Robbie Peterson, who was in here last week with the Dr. Syme. Many thought they're conspiracy theorists, but they are being, Dick, proven to be absolutely vindicated on the stuff they're going on with, because the mainstream media has been at pains to not put out all the stuff they're talking about, and they're finally being vindicated for the health risks and the COVID bullshit and the World Health Organization trying to have a global pandemic forum or whatever. And he is the number 8 for North Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And he only lasted a few games, but in his last game, I think he kicked 7 goals or 5 goals or something. But
that's
anyhow,
extraordinary. You know, with the pandemic, they just announced that basically COVID is just like a cold. You know, did you see that in the past 2 weeks?
I did. Yep.
And another thing, this is a great video by Russell Brand where he talks about mainstream media are beginning to acknowledge that there's dangers with the vaccine in relation to myocarditis and sometimes, you know, Bell's palsy in some people and various other health consequences. This has all gone mainstream in the last 2 weeks. It's unbelievable. And remember, it was a complete conspiracy to say that it was anything potentially wrong with any of the COVID vaccines.
Yes, well, you could have read that out too, but it says COVID jabs linked to heart, brain disorders, unlock this store, all that. So this is what? This is what the doc, the two docs who came in, and they haven't been given space on either the printed media or the audio or even the on television to put their case because it is being restricted and censored for misinformation or disinformation. But
when it's true, that's the thing. It's actually true. It's not disinformation. And it's not misinformation.
Anyhow, Big Al Baker, that is number 8 for North Melbourne, he was. Marty Butcher, bloody hell.
The Butcher.
First time Sam said anything good.
You can see we were struggling with people with negative comments.
Yeah. what? I wonder what that was about.
That was about all the COVID thing.
Oh,
that was
wow.
with the Petersons, the two docs.
So you've just picked out the four people
they're
that
the worst
given
ones.
Us a belt here. Yeah. Anthony, hurry up, old man. It's lights out at the nursing home. Very
very good.
Very soon. Hurry up, old man. Anthony. And then Kayla Knob, what's that?
Oh, see, then other people comment on that. So,
oh, yeah. Yep.
So
yeah.
Someone's called him a knob and then the other one's gone a knob by two.
Oh, I see.
Ooh,
so okay. Anyhow, I can make all these up, but we think, people think they're very happy with the podcast. And, you know, they want Don back and they like Doug Hawkins and the Muff Man and all
and
that sort of shit. So they're just a random selection of people who built us. And if you get too stroppy with us and too abusive, we'll say...
We bite back.
We'll say, you obviously think you're speaking to your mother. You've got the wrong forum. So that's what we say to those people. So I notice... a climate activist over in America buttonholed the man who's the Democrat who's standing as an independent. What's his name? Thinking of going...
RFK?
No labels. What's his name? Joe Manchin.
Yep.
Joe Manchin. Let's see. Joe Manchin, I should be his advisor. Joe Manchin was there and a young kid walked up and said, "You are a sick C." I think he called him a sick C.
Is that normally how those two words go together?
Sick. Yeah, because he...
A sick aunt.
Sick. See you next Tuesday.
Yes, that's it.
Now, and Joe took exception to that and he turned around and his mind has held him back and someone else pushed the boy away.
Uh-huh.
Now, Joe, if he'd been cool, should have said when he was called a sick cunt.
Thanks very much.
He should have said, "Hey, mate," he said, "you're not speaking to your mother now." He said, "settle down or else I'll have to tell her that you said that about her." That would be the best response rather than pushing him.
Very but true. Was the kid trying to be derogatory?
Climate. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Because right. If someone says to me, "Hey, Ivan, you're a sick..." I say, "Thanks very much, mate. Yeah, you're
really?
Pretty sick
if
yourself."
Well, you're Ivan.
Well, no, it's
called
in
you
context.
A 6C. What well, context that's... would it be if they called you a 6C?
Well, Ivan? I might be doing a burnout in the Mercedes down Ligon Street and they'll say, "Mate, you are a sick..."
Oh, sick meaning good.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I don't think the Joe was being called a 6C.
Oh, right.
Okay. It was about climate or something. I don't know.
All right.
Anyhow, so that was, and how'd we get onto that, Dick?
Well, I mean, you know, how were those people up on the bridge the other day, you know?
We already...
You already dealt with those idiots?
A little bit.
We already, I said about that the SAS or the government should have deployed the strong-armed SAS people to go up there and because they might have thought, they could have thought that they were about to bomb the bridge or set fire to it.
Could have been.
Or
well, we had 7 presidents down here just at the bottom of the bridge, the ASEAN...
Yep, conference.
Conference, yep. So
so they should have just...
SWAT team, you think?
Should have taken the SWAT team up and round them all up.
That's
put
right.
them in the back of a big wagon.
Off they went.
And that should have just... given them short shrift,
yes,
which is one of the most mispronounced phrases.
Don used to say short shift.
Shift, yeah, short shift, but it's short shrift, as in a blue riband event is not a blue ribbon event, it's a blue riband event.
Ooh.
And there's one other one, there's
controversy.
The most mispronounced saying, I can't think of it at the minute, but it doesn't matter what it is. So there we are. So that's... Now, we were going to mention that the doc, Dr. Ben Fordham was going to be on,
mm-hmm.
but he's not going to be on because he's found the pressure of business precludes him from coming on at the time he nominated. So he said, could I come on half an hour later in future? And
well,
by the time,
you've got to think of his timeline. So he finishes work at 9 and then he steps into a debriefing meeting. And
that's
for about
exactly
half
what he said, Ivan.
Was it?
Yes, he said that it's a bit tight to come on at the designated time, so we're going to have him on a little later next week. So we're rescheduling him, Suzanne.
Oh, thanks for the notice. I'll put that in my diary.
Now take that on notice.
Now, what we're going to do, Dick,
yes.
is maybe now, uh-huh. unless you have some preparatory things to say, I'm going to play a short extract of what Detective Sergeant Paul Brady said
mm-hmm.
on the. I wonder if I got the date. It was on. It was in 2022.
Let's have a listen to this,
2022 November, wasn't it? Give us a look. November the 9th, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
When we was discussing the Dan Andrews accident with the boy
yep.
called Greg Ryan Muehlman, or I think mm-hmm. it was, and we mentioned that because just in the weekend they said that they want Dan to hand over his phone to see just exactly what took place
yep.
and try and get to the bottom of this accident, which was pretty serious for the boy who got mm-hmm. paid out.
Yep.
And they thought it was just a pittance that he got paid out for considering his injuries.
Yep.
So we will play now what Detective Sergeant Paul Brady said at the time. This is just a short extract. Sitting here, this is retired Detective Sergeant Paul Brady. Paul, just from your experience, have the protocols of a car accident, which turned out to be a pretty serious injury to the lad who came forward and said wasn't quite as was reported. Have the protocols, in your opinion, been followed in this before we start to before we start to devalue what anyone else has said?
It appears not, Sam. In fact, the whole thing seems quite suspicious, and while I had the opportunity, I don't want to lay any blame against the junior members, because this was such a serious accident where
the junior police members,
police members, so this was such a serious accident where the injuries were quite serious. In fact, they were life threatening. So in those circumstances, the accident scene should have been taken charge immediately by a sergeant or above. That's the first thing. The scene should have been locked down. The witnesses should have been isolated, and all passengers and drivers separated. All occupants of the vehicle should have been submitted to preliminary breath tests. In the case of a death or impending death, the Major Collision Investigation Unit must have been notified to attend, and the scene preserved.
So none of this happened?
Absolutely. From what I read in the Herald Sun, none of that happened.
So to Don's point about the how would the firefighters be, Johnny on the spot, be the first people there, how would that happen? Because someone rang...
000?
I've got no idea, Sam. I can't answer that. But in relation to the damaged vehicle, should have been photographed in situ... In situ, in situation, as it was found.
But it was.
And not moved. And not moved.
At the scene.
And not moved at the scene.
So that photograph that appeared in the paper wasn't at the scene?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what the procedure is. The procedure is a vehicle and the scene is photographed as it is before anything's moved or touched.
So he said, Daniel Andrews said that he... the boy T-boned him in the side, but it turned out that the damaged was on the front of the car, which means someone drove into the boy. That's what the boy's saying, isn't it? Or that's what the photos show.
Well, that's what the evidence is showing.
Yes, the evidence shows that. But this is just another...
Important matter. That vehicle should have been isolated, put on the back of a tray truck, And
okay,
it would have
so
been
that's
taken
just
to
a
forensic.
That's just a small snapshot of what Detective Sergeant retired Paul Brady said about the incident, and it's about to be reinvestigated, I think, because it's maybe a serious breach of protocol. Who knows? But we
interesting,
we,
isn't it,
we,
Sam?
We're just saying that we put that on 2 years ago, so we were maybe ahead of the curve. I'm not sure. Okay, so that's all we wanted to do, isn't it? Are we? Mm-hmm. We're going to stop this now. Well, am I speaking to you about this? That's it, isn't it? That's so right. So we're just finishing.